This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias it arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Mideast continue to be targeted. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but that America is prepared to deal with anything that any group or any country tries to come at us with. Sullivan delivered the warnings after the U.S. and Britain on Saturday struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen. The Iran-backed militants have fired on American and international interests repeatedly in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis has reaffirmed Christians' special relationship with Jews amid the rising anti-Semitism since the outbreak of the Gaza war in a letter to the Jews of Israel. He said Saturday the letter was prompted by messages from Jewish organizations around the world. The letter served as a belated fence mending after Francis was criticized for his initial response to the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Francis said that the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel, the Holy Land has been cast into a spiral of unprecedented violence. In November, the Pope set off a firestorm by using the word terrorism during separate closed meetings with relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza, Palestinians living through the war. Moscow-installed officials say Ukrainian shelling killed at least 28 people at a bakery in the Russian-occupied city of Luhansk. A local leader wrote on Telegram that at least one child was among the dead. He said emergency services rescued a further 10 people from under the rubble. Ukrainian officials in Kyiv did not comment. Both Moscow and Kyiv have increasingly relied on longer-range attacks this winter amid largely unchanged positions on the 1,500-kilometer front line. This is VOA News. Firefighters are wrestling with massive fires that broke out in central Chile as officials imposed new curfews in the cities most heavily affected by the blazes. Late Sunday, officials said that 112 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 without homes. The fires, which began Friday, have been burning with the highest intensity around the city, where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 was destroyed by the flames on Sunday. U.S. senators have released a highly anticipated bill that pairs border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel. It's already running into opposition in the U.S. House. The bill is a long-shot effort to overcome skepticism from Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, but he quickly dismissed its chance of passage. The $118 billion proposal is the best chance for President Joe Biden to resupply Ukraine with wartime aid. But Johnson said that the bill will not succeed in the House. President Joe Biden has a long list of reasons why he thinks a second Donald Trump presidency would be ugly for the country. He ticked through many of them Sunday as he urged Nevada Democrats to vote for him in the state's presidential primary this week and for his party at large in November. In a fundraiser, Biden focused on Trump's history of provocative statements, like his description of January 6 rioters as hostages, before addressing several hundred people at a community center in Las Vegas. He asked his crowd to imagine the nightmare of another term with Donald Trump. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States again is warning Iran and militias at arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Middle East continue to be targeted. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but that America is prepared to deal with anything that any group or country tries to come at us with. An official in the disputed oil-rich African region of Abyei says 37 people were killed over the weekend in fighting apparently tied to a feud over land. The bloodshed happened a week after 53 people died in fighting over land in the same region, which is claimed by both South Sudan and Sudan. The information minister said Sunday that the fighting in three counties began with an attack by armed youths from a nearby region in the Sudan's Werup state, backed by fighters loyal to a spiritual leader.